This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Battling wildfires in Western Europe. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Sasha Twining, in for Victoria Craig. Good morning. Western Europe is experiencing its second fierce heatwave in recent weeks. Tens of thousands of people have been evacuated as fires spread across areas of Spain, France and Portugal. The authorities in Western France are warning of an apocalypse of heat. Here's French politician Melanie Vogel from the party Europe Ecology.
I'm obviously very, very concerned, and I'm also sick and tired of hearing people saying that this is just summer. This is not just summer, it's just climate emergency, and we really need to act now, because what we are seeing today, we are going to see it even stronger next year and more often, and more people are going to die. I'm sorry to say it like this, but that's really what is happening in Spain, Portugal, France right now. And if we don't do anything, this planet is not going to be a livable planet anymore.
Melanie Vogel. Moving now to Spain, where 30 wildfires are still active. The BBC's Bethany Bell reports from the south of the country.
Where I am in Malaga last night, the authorities managed to bring fires that were burning in the hills around the town under control, and around 3,000 people who had been evacuated from their homes are beginning to return. Spain is used to wildfires, but this year they've had two heat waves in quick succession, and what we've been hearing from firefighters is that they say that climate change is making their job that much harder. They have people who are specialised in fighting fires, but they need more aircraft, helicopters, planes that can drop water and fire retardant substances. And this, of course, is something that will need more investment.
Bethany Bell in southern Spain. To the markets now. Hong Kong stocks finished Monday with big gains following a healthy rally on Wall Street. The Hang Seng index climbed 2.7%, but investors are still cautious over the economic outlook, with Russia's war in Ukraine showing no sign of ending, China locking down cities to fight a new COVID flare-up, and a European Central Bank policy meeting later this week. Incidentally, Marketplace's Victoria Craig will be live in Athens with that on Thursday. Now, the UK is set to become home to the world's largest automated drone superhighway within the next 2 years. The Skyway project will connect towns and cities along a 164-mile stretch. It's part of a $325 million funding package announced today for the aerospace sector. Here's the BBC's Zoe Kleinman.
The funding will support some ambitious projects, including a drone superhighway in England. The idea is that automated drones will be able to fly along it without human pilots on the ground. It could have multiple uses, including vaccine and blood sample deliveries, say the firms behind it. Other projects include drone medical deliveries in Scotland and mail deliveries to the Isles of Scilly. The business secretary, Kwasi Kwarteng, said the plans, which also cover the development of solar and hydrogen-powered aircraft, will help the UK deliver jobs and grow the economy.
Zoe Kleinman there. To Hungary now, where demonstrators have taken to the streets of the capital Budapest to criticise a change to the tax system which they say will hurt business. The BBC's Nick Thorpe in Hungary told me more.
Basically, it means that people who are self-employed get to pay a simple one-off tax every month. They don't have to deal with accountants. They don't have to deal with all the extras of social insurance, pension payments and so on. So basically, it's a very popular tax and it's been in place for 10 years. And at the beginning of last week on Monday, a government member suddenly introduced a draft effectively abolishing this tax or making it almost impossible to continue with it from September.
So they would be paying more because they'd be taxed in a different way, is that right?
That's right. In a different way and also a much more complicated way. They would really need to spend a lot of time, probably, you know, I would calculate at least a day each month doing tax returns. And the protesters have been saying that they're happy to pay more, but please don't overcomplicate it and please don't make their lives impossible. The government's explanation for it is that basically that many companies had been taking advantage of it and suggesting to their employees that they declare themselves as self-employed to avoid the company having to pay a lot of those taxes.
Are these protests a challenge to Prime Minister Viktor Orban? I mean, will they dent his popularity? He has just won a fourth term.
He has, and he says basically that this gives him a massive legitimacy to do what he likes. He's always said as a Prime Minister, he believes in a sort of not a consensual form of democracy, but a majoritarian one, that the winner takes all, effectively. So what are these sort of pesky demonstrators doing on the streets? In practice, it's the first sort of major protest wave since the Prime Minister won this election in April. And an opinion survey last week suggested that 62% of the population actually are against the government's new tax rules. It seems pretty unpopular. It seems perhaps it was a mistake of the government to do this. Perhaps it overestimated its sort of power to do whatever it likes.
Nick Thorpe in Hungary, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And finally, returning to the weather, this time in China, which is also experiencing record-breaking temperatures. Older people there have found a new way to keep cool, with social media posts showing hundreds camped out in supermarket entrances, playing cards and chatting while enjoying the air conditioning. In London, I'm Sasha Twining with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate minority leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.